Of the dozen panelists, the first one to speak was Dawnia Clements, a retired senior under Medicare.
The story I have to tell this morning is not really unique. I thought it was in the beginning, but then I discovered that many, many seniors in Anchorage have had the same experiences that my husband and I have had.
She and her husband had gone to the same doctor for 10 years. Suddenly, they received a letter saying the doctor was no longer taking Medicare patients. Later, he told Clements that between the low reimbursement and the paperwork, he was losing up to $65,000 a year. Clements wasn't too disturbed. She thought another doctor would be easy enough to find.
After making about 60 to 65 telephone calls and getting the same response from doctors, no new Medicare patients, I was very, very discouraged.
Clements says they eventually found a doctor who accepted them, but within months, his clinic also dropped all Medicare clients. Clements now realizes the significance of an incident at an urgent care clinic that occurred while she was still working.
I opened up my wallet to give her my information, and she saw the Medicare card, and she said, "I'm sorry, we can't take you." And I said, "But this is, you know, it's not my primary. Sorry, we don't deal with Medicare at all." So it is a very huge problem in our city.
Clements and her husband eventually signed a contract with a doctor where they pay 75% of the regular fees, but cannot use their Medicare to do so. The Anchorage Health and Human Services Department, AARP Alaska, Anchorage Health and Human Services Commission, and the Anchorage Senior Citizens Advisory Commission were the sponsors of a Medicare Forum, Strategies for Change. According to Diane Engel, director of the Health and Human Services Department, seniors comprise about 7% of Anchorage's population. That's about 21,000 residents and is expected to double by 2020. About half rely on Medicare as their sole insurance. Besides seniors, about 20% of Alaska's Medicare beneficiaries are people with disabilities. They, too, are encountering service problems. All the panelists agreed Medicare is a federal program and the ultimate solution would have to come from Washington, D.C. The current president of the State American Medical Association, Tom Vasiloff, noted some federal relief came when Alaska's congressional delegation obtained a temporary 35% boost specifically for Alaska Medicare reimbursements.
Unfortunately, many of my primary care colleagues felt that it's not going to necessarily change what they're doing now, but it will keep them from decreasing the number of Medicare patients or opting out of Medicare. So it did provide that stimulation.
The loss to the doctor is $77 per visit.
Joan Fisher directs Anchorage's Neighborhood Health Clinic located in Fairview. She says her center falls under a special federal category and receives more reimbursement than other Alaskan doctors. Thus, the clinic only loses $17 per Medicare visit. On the other hand, Fisher says the higher reimbursement comes with a federal demand.
We also are required as an FQHC to participate in Medicare and Medicaid, so I can't drop out of participating in Medicare and get paid by them anymore. They will cancel out my grant.
One partial remedy repeated by several panelists was to expand the Neighborhood Health Center. Another favored proposal called for creation of a senior Medicare clinic in Anchorage. Long-term options included more preventative programs and especially more training and recruiting programs for primary doctors and physician assistants. All the ideas require state funding. While not denying the goals, panelist and state representative Mike Dugan said advocates needed to be prepared for legislative grilling, especially with the current economic uncertainties. He also pointed out all the legislative panelists were Democrats. None were members of the majority Republican Party. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.